Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And looking forward to this. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to talk about food and cooking and how technology is really helping a couple that restaurateurs and entrepreneurs survive. As COVID's affected everybody, it's really affected those in hospitality and the restaurant industry and catering industry. And nobody knows that better than my guest today, Jen Ernest, successful restaurateur, and now is forced to pivot a little bit into virtual cooking classes. Can't wait to talk about that. And Jen, thanks for coming on this week.
Rick, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation.
Yeah, I'm excited too because I like food, and I've started as I became single again. I started to do some cooking and helping take care of my father. Some cooking more than I had been in the past, and you guys are offering a nice asset for maybe people like me and other people that are looking that maybe can't get out to restaurants or don't want to go out to restaurants as much, but we want to help support our restaurants still. But also, you guys started virtual cooking classes. Kind of take me through the process a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we rolled out these virtual cooking classes, and it really did start as a way for us to try to continue to keep our business alive during the pandemic and also be able to serve our community. And we found that it's been an awesome way to connect with people all over America, and that people are loving this new form of cooking classes. So with our classes, one thing, if you're new, if you're kind of getting back into cooking, one of the things, you know, is probably the most daunting part of cooking is gathering all of the ingredients. You know, if you want to do something specialty, it's making sure you have everything. So with all of our classes, when you purchase one, you end up, we ship a meal kit directly to your doorstep with everything that you need for a dinner for two people, down to the salt and pepper. So that really takes all the like hunting and gathering out of the process, makes it really convenient. And then we gather on a virtual platform and we cook together, and we really create this great sense of community where, you know, we're interacting with our guests, we're checking on progress, people are asking questions, and we just go from start to finish and end up with, you know, what we think are pretty adventurous dishes for the everyday home chef.
Absolutely. We're with Jen Ernest, the website, and we'll put all the links in the show notes, jenandjamie.com. And while you guys are offering structured cooking classes, we'll talk more about that in a second. Is the goal really here for people to expand out of what you guys are teaching and have them experiment and cook on their own?
Absolutely. So what we really want to do, like, our love is cooking and entertaining and sharing that joy that it brings us with other people. So what we want to do is make cooking more approachable, remind people how fun it is to be in their kitchen, experimenting, getting creative. So we want to give them the tools, show them that they can do it, and then we hope that that fun spurs something in them and that they keep cooking.
Yeah, we're with Jen Ernest here, founder Jen and Jamie's virtual cooking classes. Google that, and we'll have all the links in the show notes. And this is pretty unique, Jen, because it's not just one-on-one individual cooking classes. You offer for groups, for companies. This could be like a team building exercise. You offer these as gifts for families. You guys really offer a little bit of everything to everybody, don't you?
We do, and I'm glad you're bringing that up. So we have a few public classes every month. They typically take place on Thursdays and or Fridays. You can go to our website, Jen and Jamie, and that's JAMEY.com, to see a full list of all of our upcoming classes. So tomorrow we're actually doing a great prosciutto wrapped chicken roulade. On April 2nd, we're going to be doing we're going to be cooking or making sushi. So we have a really wide variety of classes. So those are available for the public. You can purchase an individual class, or you can get together with family from far away. And then we also do a lot of private classes that are used for corporate team building. And they range typically in size from groups of 20 to 80 households. And, you know, it's given us opportunity to work with Google and TikTok and Florida Blue, so companies that, you know, we otherwise may not have had the opportunity to connect with.
Yeah, great in times of social distancing, and as people get more comfortable with getting back to normal lives, this is kind of a great bridge for that. And take me through your journey a little bit. Culinarily trained, and kind of take me about through how this wouldn't be possible without technology that we have today.
Yeah, absolutely. So my husband and I host the classes. My husband runs the culinary side of things. I really take care of like the entertaining and hosting elements. And my husband is an amazing chef, and I would not give myself that same title. And so we really break the classes down so that it's dishes that somebody of his ability would enjoy, but somebody of my skill could actually manage. And he has a great art with that, as being able to break things down and making them approachable. But when this started, we had no experience with technology. So our first class was on St. Patrick's Day last year.
Yeah.
And we reached out to about 10 of our friends and Facebook friends who we knew had experience that we didn't have. And we said, can you do us a favor? We're going to deliver you all the ingredients, and we need you to help us figure out how we do this virtually. And that's where we found out about Zoom. We found out about microphones and cameras, and, you know, and we started off really, really super basic. My MacBook and my iPhone is how we hosted our first classes. And we slowly upgraded as we found out about new technology, started using different camera angles, and we're using a system called ManyCams, which is really a very user-friendly system that allows for like some live streaming options so that we can integrate multiple camera views into our cooking process.
Yeah, that is awesome. It looks like a great, it's a great production what you guys are doing, and real easy to follow, easy on the eyes, easy to watch, and just kind of goes along with the whole theme that you guys, I think, are trying to project.
Yeah, we're really trying to make it like where it's a live cooking show, so you're part of it. You know, it's great watching some of these shows that are on the television, but people have questions as they're going through it, and so we try to kind of bridge that gap where we're the cooking class that you might go to, but in the comfort of your own home, and teaching people how to actually use the equipment that they already have. So that's really the accessibility part that's important for us, is that people are kind of like, oh, I can't make sushi because I don't have a rice cooker, or I don't have a pasta maker. And so we really try to show people how to work with what you have, because typically you can. There's lots of ways to make these great dishes with just very simple equipment.
Yeah, I like to say you guys make cooking very non-threatening for people like me. So
that is the goal.
That's really appreciated for people like me and my friends and even my father. So keep up that and tell Jamie to loosen up a little bit. He's a little uptight sometimes on there. So
He, the first like 15 minutes you get like the serious Jamie, and usually like as the class gets going, he starts having a good time. So he loosens up as he gets going in the process, for sure.
Absolutely. And we're here with Jen Ernest from jenandjamie.com. And even though you guys provide the ingredients, a trip to the grocer these days can be kind of a daunting task with everything that's available. You know, everything from organic products to things with less sugar and no sugar and that type of thing. So for someone that's nervous doing their weekly or biweekly shopping, what's kind of the advice you give them?
You know, I think going into the grocery store with a plan is always helpful. If you kind of map out what it is that you're wanting so that you can go through that process, you know, helps a lot. I also think that depending on the grocery you go to, certain grocery stores offer just better products in general, which can help a lot. So, you know, knowing the store that you're going into, going in with the plan, we always try, like if you watch any of our classes, you'll see that there's so many products that you can cross-utilize. So thinking about that when you're meal prepping, I think is really, really helpful. One of the things that we love so much about being able to do our classes and shipping the ingredients is that we're able to share some of our most favorite ingredients with people. So things that you may not be able to find in the grocery store that are through like local artists and purveyors in our area.
I love that. And I cover a lot of sports technology, Jen, and fitness. Maybe what are some tips maybe for people that are getting back into a fitness regime or fitness routine that that maybe you guys try to get across in your classes?
Yeah, so our classes are probably a little bit more about indulgent and not overly indulgent, but choosing one good meal. And so
right.
what we think is always important when you're trying to be healthy. So we're big meal preppers in our house. So on Sundays, we will meal prep. So we have healthy ingredients that make, you know, lunch and snacking easy as we're going because we are so busy. But then we choose that we're going to have, you know, this is why our classes tend to take place on Friday nights, is because we think that you should have one great meal, not hold off too long. But when we choose that meal, it's not that we have to go overly indulgent, but use great ingredients. So, you know, that's where we're going to use, if you're going to splurge, choose a great meal to splurge on. Don't waste it on empty calories as you're going through. Waste it on indulge in a meal that's really worth it.
As I put down a Pop-Tart that I had reached for before you called, Jen.
That's right. That's why you've got a meal prep just a little bit. So you've got some egg bites or something to take with you.
I try on Sundays, but it doesn't work out all the time. As we're wrapping up here with Jen Ernest, jenandjamie.com, all the links and information in the show notes. Please give them, please check out their cooking classes, virtual online cooking classes. And as we wrap up, Jen, what's maybe one ingredient or one item that is kind of underrated that is really good for us that you guys try to include a lot that that maybe a lot of us don't think about?
Well, you know, we're doing a class on April 8th, which is really great, and it's kind of a Havana night scene, and we're using ancient grains. And so, you know, I think that using some of those healthful ingredients, and that's one of the things that we'll do, is we'll pull something in a dish that might be indulgent, but that is, you know, but it also has that healthful item to it. So those whole grains are just so good for our body. And so that is, you know, some of the interesting ways that we'll pull that in our classes.
And I love Cuban food, Jen. So I may.
I
may be tuning into that.
I
got two words for you.
Jamie's gonna loosen up.
Ropa viejo. I got two words for you. So.
I know.
That's nothing better than good Cuban food. And you guys in Florida, you know that as well as anybody. Jen, thanks for coming on. Thanks for 10, 12 minutes of your time. And can't wait to see what you guys have coming next.
Thanks, Rick. I've loved it. I hope we do see you for our Havana Nights class.
I'll be there with my fedora on.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jen.